so forth.
Now, people who did things specifically for the university who were important. John Toll stands up as something most remarkable. Unlovable in certain respects, and a complete nuisance in others, but he had a vision of the university and he fought for it. And he fought reasonably successfully. I think Bentley Glass stands up the same way. I think you stand up the same way. These are people who took a great deal of abuse, you know, all sorts of shit over the years, and kept plugging at it. And very nice, very nice. I mean, these are not people you necessarily agree with, and you could have fought with them, and so forth and so forth. That's beside the point. But there are certain people who have really dedicated themselves to the university as such. Not as a stepping stone to anything else, and not as a matter of personal aggrandizement, but a gentleman's dedication, as you will. And I think we've gained most from people who've had a gentleman's dedication. I think Jerry Schubel has this.
I think he has, yeah.
And this is why I wanted him in this position, and recommended his name while I was president of the Senate. I think Gilbert had it. It's been beaten out of him. He's not well. But certainly that was his intent. And I think it's important to realize that there are contrasts. I think Squires was a disaster, for example. And I think there are others that you could name as well as I, who simply have a job with the university leading to their own career.
I was sorry to see Alfred Kazin go back to New York.
Now, Kazin never really was here. I mean, he, as is common in his generation and kind of person, was looking for a deal for himself. And it wasn't quite the deal he wanted. In that department, I think Dick Levine sweated blood for years for the sake of his department. He was not doing it for anybody else.
I must interview him.
Yeah.
Who else should I interview?
Oh, Lord. There aren't that many. You go, you know, what can I say? I see the question as saying, who else do I feel would have clear and strong opinions about how the university came about? And was left with someone like Norm Goodman. And who I'm certain had clear and strong opinions.
I've interviewed Max.
Max Dresden. And, who was the previous chairman of physics?
Oh,
Peter Kahn.
Peter Kahn. Yeah.
Now, Peter Kahn is a nasty little pepper pot. And if you want to be isolated on a desert island, he's the last man I choose to be isolated with. But he sees and he's smart. And that's important, I think. Oakes is quite real. Let's see.
You mean Howard Oakes or Oakes Ames?
Oakes Ames, I was thinking of. Howard Oakes is all right, but Oakes Ames was what I had in mind. Sokol.
Sokol?
Yeah. He came in with me. He's a very different person. And he and I have had our disputes, but he is another image of what the university is about.
Now, he's in biology?
He's in this department.
In your department?
Yeah. Bob Sokol. He's a National Academy member, became a National Academy member for years. And I find him a perfect pain in the ass. But that's beside the point. For your purpose, he's just what you want.
Anybody in administration?
The administration has gone through so many winnowings.
John Burness, I've interviewed.
Yes, that we saved primarily the chaff, I have. John Burness?
He knew a lot about what was going on.
I think he's an odd fellow. Let me see. Well, Toll, obviously.
Yes, I've interviewed Johnny.
I'd be very interested in what he had to say. Whether I saw him as he saw himself.
Yeah.
But I think I do. Let me see. In our past administration, Pond.
Yes, I've interviewed him.
Yeah, he's very relevant.
Yeah.
And he, again, unlovable, but interesting.
Dick Schmidt.
Yes.
I interviewed him.
Except his contact was so brief, and I'm not sure what he ever saw. He tried.
Yeah.
He was trying. I don't know. I'm having trouble.
All right. Okay. Well, I think only one other thing.
Well, Yang, of course.
Yes, I've interviewed
Yang. Yeah, obvious person. Right. And Bentley.
Yes, I've interviewed Bentley. Bentley and I are social twins.
Hmm.
We are the same age to the day.
Really? Funny, you don't look alike.
Born in China, I was born in Chicago.
This is the kind of information you were looking for that I've given.
I think so, yes. I doubt if I will be doing the writing, but this is the kind of basic recollections that will help very much interpret the paper that's left, in other words, the files.
Yeah, yeah.
The files. I've done this sort of thing. I wrote the history of New York State on the home front during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed with a stenotypist.
Yeah, yeah.
Governor Lehman, Lieutenant Governor Paletti, Senator Ives, Heck, and some of the department chairmen up in Albany at the time.
Curious, how did your conversation with our graduate student go? Yeah. Were you talking to him at all?
Yes.
Because it's interesting to get a sense of what the graduate students think.
I didn't ask him what he thought about the department. We were talking about where he came from.
Mm-hmm. You know, in interviewing alumni, he's a bright boy.
Yeah.
Alumni are interesting.
Right.
Graduate alumni.
Ooh.
Rosina Bierbaum is now with the Office of Technology Assessment of Congress, and is she's a very good friend of Nancy Glass's also. She's really an extremely bright, literate, and sensitive person. That's what she does.
B-I-E-R-B-A-U-M,
Rosina. And she's written speeches for the President of the United States. And written Technology Assessment, U.S. Congress.
Technology Assessment. Yes. I have a son in Washington. I'll be seeing him on the way down.
Yeah. Now, I've got her address and stuff on my machine here if you want it.
Yeah. All right.
Let me go in and get that for you. Let's see, think of other, she's particularly sensitive as an alumnus. There are some foreign students, and this is important. The chairman of the biology department at the University of Tel Aviv is one of our alumni, the first PhD from this program.
Does he ever get over here?
He sometimes does. He gets around. Yossi,
Y-O-S-S-I.
Loya, L-O-Y-A. He's the top, one of the world's tops in coral reef biology.
German Department
of Zoology, University of Tel Aviv. Ramat Aviv is a R-A-M-A-T-A-V-I-V. Two words. R-A-M-A-T. M-A-T. New word. A-V-I-V.
R-A-M-A-T-A?
No, that's one word. That's not another word.
All right.
A-V-I-V.
A-V-I-V. Ramat Aviv.
Yeah, Israel.
Israel.
There's the vice president of a Portuguese university. Whose name I forget, who is one of our alumni. But you can find that out. I can find that out for you if you really want it. There is an Italian senior professor who's one of our alumni. That's those people. In this country, no, I'm not saying too well. So, Bahila, let me get this for you.
Right.
He has to go through his little dance first. Oh my God. All sorts of letters. Oh, I'll look at them later. I think this should flash in this. Yeah. I don't think it's out here. Our home seems to be 333 C Street.
333
C Street. Southeast.
Southeast.
Washington 20003. Well, let's try it under another name where we get her office number. And she really is one of the brightest people I know. She does it in a rather unassuming way, but does it. Here, phone number 202-228.
Now, wait a minute. Are you talking about Rosina Beerbohm?
Yeah.
What number?
202-228-6840.
202-228-6840.
I'll give, well, I can just print the name.
202-228-6840.
Right.
Right.
And that's her office number in the Office of Technology Assessment. And I don't seem to have her home number.
I think I've taken...
Yeah, okay.
Enough of your time, and thanks ever so much for being willing to sit still. This is fine, Larry.
Good enough.